on our side of the table, but I'm just, I'm gonna introduce someone who they already know.
All right, thank you.
Do you wanna say the date and the?
Is it the 23rd?
Is it the 23rd?
It is.
It's July 23rd, 2014, and we are in collective bargaining negotiations. Low-key, but.
That was low-key.
Yeah, not, not.
Very understated.
Lisa down here is, she had worked, she's graduated from UCF and had been, worked in our office as a work study student, I think, and is now attending Academy Law School and is working for us this summer, so she said she'd like to come and just see what we do. So, and of course, you know us, and you all know Lyman, he's just observing for the day. And Mrs. Lynn Hettner, who is on, like you, we have a sort of a back team that even doesn't necessarily always come to the table, but helps give us advice and stuff, and they're on, both of them are on that team. And that's Roxanne Walton down there from HR, I'm not, and she's just observing, I guess, just learning what we do, so. And so we've got, we're, that's our group.
Can I introduce me?
Yeah, I'm Mike Proctor, industrial engineering, I'm observing.
Okay. And we know John and Margaret.
Well, we have language to give you today for both Article 3 and for Article 23.
Wow.
Oh, excellent.
And we think that this is going.
Did I just lose my bet?
I think you just lost your bet.
Dang it.
That somehow included lunch for everybody.
Next time, we'll be sure to include that clause.
Well, not, I don't think I technically lost it yet, but.
No, I think you've lost it. You've lost it.
Article 3 and 23. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
I'm on the road to losing my bet, apparently.
Yeah, you wanna sit down?
Oh, good.
My bet is to Jim, so.
There's five copies of 3 and 4, and one at the table.
Quite the crew, don't they?
I know.
I was gonna go 3 first, actually. I know that they're tied, but I'm just gonna do them in numerical order.
Okay.
3.
Yeah, go for it.
One.
That's a page one.
I'm sorry.
Did you wanna step outside now?
No, 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 I just wanted a little side comment.
Okay. I only have.
11 copies?
Can I have another one back?
There you go.
Thank you. Here's 4 copies, so I know you have enough. Article 3, is tied to Article 23. And hopefully we can, reach agreement on both of them. Article 3 would provide release time. And the release time would be 5 units for the spring of 2015, 4 units for the summer of 2015, 5 units for the fall of 2015, and 5 units for the spring of 2016. So what we're gonna propose both in part on 23 and in 3 is that we're gonna reach a little bit into 16. Part of that, I think, makes sense is that in this time period, we're gonna have a whole book. So to have release time guaranteed through this time period, we think makes sense. And, you know, we have, since part of our salary article also stretches into that time period, we thought that we would have those time periods coordinate. It just looks like the strike through of the 14 doesn't show up because it hits the 4.
It's a 5.
Hits the bar of the 4.
Okay.
And then we have Article 23. And if we have one for the vote.
Thank you.
Article 23, you know, and we wanted to be very candid with you with regard to Article 23, and we went right to the maximum of our authorization, so we're not trying to, you know, put something on the table and then have, you know, iterations go back and forth. This is what we can do. And what it is in 23.4 is a total salary increase of 5%. It's 3% across the board, and it's 2% mayor. We have a change in how we would suggest compensating the incentive award programs. Instead of having the $5,000 kick in and then someone having to do a retroactive pay calculation and all the problems that go along with that, because then you have to back calculate retirement and back calculate health insurance and all that. If someone receives a $5,000 lump sum when they got the award, and then the $5,000 increase in their base salary would go into effect at that same time. So they would have a future increase of $5,000, but they would get the $5,000, not retroactive, but in a lump sum, and then that way that is somewhat, I think, easier accounting all around. Now we're suggesting, because we have release time through 2016, what we would suggest in 23.8 is administrative discretionary increases. They would begin on December 24th, 2014, because that's when the current agreement ADI would expire, and so that's when we would suggest this would kick in. And then it would continue through May 8th of 2016, which is a year and a half, which coincides with the period of time in which we're providing release time. And the amount that we're proposing for this year and a half would be 1.5% of the base salary. So that's it. Release time, 5%, administered with a 3% across the board and a 2% merit, and a slight modification of how incentive award programs are funded, and ADI for that period of time, that amount.
I suggest we caucus. What do you think?
Do you have any questions?
One question. Other departments do not have approved standards because there's a clause in there that says about.
No, about the.
I mean, just so we know whether anybody would be affected.
Yeah. So the question that's been brought up is: are there any departments that don't currently have standards in existence for that have been approved?
No.
For so they're all.
For ACES.
Yeah. So we're all set in that part of it.
Include that instead there. What's the reason? I'll ask.
Yeah, you can just ask.
Yeah. Is it okay if I ask a question or you want to ask?
No, go ahead.
You struck out on 23.8C the expiration date of ADI, but then you included in 28.8 just the before the letters, that it will go, ADI will go from December 24th through May 8th.
May 2016 would be the expiration date.
Okay. What was the rationale for switching the language?
Well, we could put May 8th, 2016.
Over there. So there wasn't a reason. No. Okay.
Yeah.
As it expires, it's done.
Now, do you have any questions about our rationale for doing the $5,000 tip and reaward differently?
We should probably talk about
that. Yeah, we should. Our group should talk about that.
Okay, good. All right, well, if you caucus.
There's a really nice peanut butter. It only costs about 46 bucks a bottle at Costco. And I think that because I have such a lane, gas, and time to come get her,
I know.
She'll be working. She'll learn good skills.
I know.
Are
she's,
we back on?
Yeah. Okay.
Good. We're back on.
We're back on? Well, we hope this represents a fundamental sea change in how bargaining gets conducted for the next few years. To start with that preamble.
And we're thinking that it must be because Jim's not the chief negotiator anymore, and you're trying to reinforce that.
You will pay.
You could have done this last year, the party gift for Jim.
I'm like, damn it, now I'll be the chief negotiator.
So there are a couple of items that we just wanted to make sure we had clear. The first is under 23.4B, right on the very first line. Mm-hmm. Sear says effective, and then the parentheses for date.
Yeah.
So we're thinking that that date should be August 8th of 2014. Was that your thinking? The same as it is.
The question is merit. Can we get merit? Can we have the merit identified and distributed by August 8th? Is the question, or do we need more time before we distribute that?
I think now Shirley has been talking to HR about this.
I talked to them. It would be great if it could be the pay period following 8/8, because they've got the across the boards to do. And then that could go 8/8, and then it would be great if they had another 2 weeks to load and to check, because they've got to run the files through.
And the new hires.
All right. If you do it sequentially like that,
you do it twice.
Are you going to compound it?
Good question. So it's all based on someone's. Let me look at the date part, because you're looking at the total base salary of the employees as of a date. So that doesn't matter. You're right. That could be an 8/8 date. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking an implementation date. That's a separate story. So we usually look at people's salary on a certain date. And in this case,
I guess the question is when
would it be distributed?
Oh, there's another date. Show John this.
Would you prefer that all of them occur on the same date? Is that what you're saying?
It seems to me that would be the easiest.
No, that's logical, because this is the date
at which you're
taking
processing.
A snapshot of everyone's salary. So I'm sorry, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
8/8 is fine. I was thinking that we were talking about.
And that should be May 7th, that second date, I think.
Yeah, then we have another open date at the end of that same sentence there.
What was the conclusion of that one, though? I missed.
That the 23.4B. First parent date would be August 8th.
Okay.
Where's the second?
It's at the very end of that same sentence.
It's the first word of the third line. Date.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the date that I thought was 8/8/14, the second date. I didn't see the first one.
Typically, we've done
May
7th.
So the second date would be. When would someone's eligibility for the total base salary? That's the
snapshot that you take of what everybody's making.
What is
you can't
that snapshot
make the
then?
Effective date, I think, the same date as the snapshot date. So
May 7th, 2014.
It just keeps cycling up. It would spiral upward
right.
and upward.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exciting.
Mathematically, the limit of that is infinity.
When is the snapshot date?
That's the second date. That's the one that I thought.
And that's May? That's the last
May
day
7th
of the previous
year?
Traditionally,
year.
We've done May 7th to say, here was the last in 9 months, here's the department.
Yeah.
That's their pool.
Well, right. I guess if I'm just not being too bold, if you make the effective date 8/8, that means that we have to have agreement right away, just so you know, because of the way HR works. So that's what I'm just putting it out there.
Were you okay with the May 7th idea?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I should ask. Were you okay with the May 7th?
My designee will be answering questions until I come back online.
Make him give you $20.
Do I have to wash any cars?
No, you just have to answer the questions he's supposed to answer.
She has all the technical.
Right. Well, I had a very brief discussion. So
okay.
And then under 23.8 C. Just to make sure that the language remains clear.
To add it there.
Put that back. Revert back to the original language.
That's fine.
Is that fine?
Well, not the original, right? Because the original is 28.
Right.
No. But Tom means the way the structure.
Yeah.
The original structure.
Original structure. Thank you.
So that would be May.
23.5, right?
Whatever we said.
It would be.
It says May 8th, which I think you really mean May 7th, actually, because that's the last day. 5/7/2016. So you probably should adjust that for state of 23 to be 5.7.
Okay. 5.7, okay.
Instead of December 24th.
No, no, it should say December 24th, 2014 through May 7th, 2016, instead of May 8th, because that's the start of the new.
And then C will be the university's ability to provide ADI shall expire on May 7th.
I'm sorry to add, there's another, the fourth line of 23.8 has a crossed out date but no replacement, and I assume that's supposed to, it's supposed to be 6th of May 2014, not just 2014.
Yes, it should be, yeah.
Okay.
Could you read it then?
May 7th.
Yeah.
Could you read that whole first clause, please?
Let me see if I can do it. On December 21st, 2014 through May 7th, 2016, the university may provide administrative discretionary increases up to 1.5% of the total salary rate of education and general employees who were in employment relationship with the university as of May 7th, 2014. Everything else remains the same to Section 3, which will read the university's ability to provide administrative discretion increases shall expire on May 7th, 2016, and shall not become part of the status quo.
Charlie, if you're catching little things, there's a capital T.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I know that would bug you later. It's like,
it will.
We TA'd it, but it had a capital T.
Well, I'll send a clean copy, too, so that you can have a clean copy.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
after I make.
Okay, then we had a question about.
Let's go find that out. We'll be back.
Before we caucus to find that out, okay. Are there any other issues you want us to look at before we go off?
Well, those are the only things where you really brought any change to the language. So
okay.
At this time, we're happy for you to go explore the possibilities.
We'll be back. Cool.
Oh, but when
there,
I lose
there,
it.
Barbara, there, there. She's a winner. Barbara's a winner.
We can go back on. Your questions are, if we were to give a $5,000 one-time payment in lieu of the retroactive pay analysis, it would not be pension.
Okay.
Now, with regard to the summer issue, the people who received the awards this year
have already been paid out
for this year. So that's already in their pay, so their summer would not be affected. But it would affect people next summer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and it would be really difficult. We're having a hard time wrapping ourselves around how we would make that calculation because, you know, we could make an assumption that everybody teaches one, but then some people teach two, and then some people do not teach any at all, and there may be some inequities that result from all that. So this is what we would offer. We can do this one of two ways. We could do the $5,000 for next year, see how it plays out as a one-time bonus, even though it may impact adversely some people because they would be in their last 5 years of retirement and because they taught a summer or two. Or we can just drop this whole idea and just go back to the retroactive pay analysis on a person-by-person basis. It's up to you.
I think why don't we just leave it the way it's been, just leave the retroactive.
Sorry.
Well, and then we can talk about it in full book about what would be a good solution.
Right.
And we've talked about that.
Yeah, I know you guys have talked about it too.
Yeah.
There seems to be some issues that are associated with the initiative that we would need some time to work out. Because there's money that could go on the table that has a very quick turnaround date in our proposal, maybe we shouldn't hang that up.
So you're okay with saying revert back to the...
Yeah, revert back. I mean, because it's going to end up being about 100 people by my estimate. So it's the folks who have the new plus the recycled. And that's a lot of potential folks. You know, even if it's only 20% of them that get disgruntled, you know that they're going to be pestering you, us.
They haven't even applied for the award yet, these people.
Remember that most people are used to tip now. It's very endemic. And they know what it means. And they, you know, the minute they hear they've got it, they've already got that money counted.
Okay. Besides that, with that apparently resolved, how do we look with this?
I think we look pretty good.
Could you read the new sentence then? It's all the current red reversed is eliminated, and the one red is that's crossed out is returned to black. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That would be correct.
All changes to that paragraph are
correct.
Reverted, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, how do you want to do this? Do you want to TA something? Do you want us to redraft this and send it to you for a TA?
If you don't mind redrafting it, just so we have a clean copy and okay. Make sure that we didn't miss anything.
If you
want to
give me a few minutes, I'll go do that. Yeah. You want
sure.
A clean copy for
okay.
Three?
We have time.
Three?
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, John. Mm-hmm. Do you want, okay, well, she's doing that, we'll go.
Three's okay, right? Three
well,
can
you
be.
Want a clean copy, though, correct?
Yeah.
Well, but you didn't mean clean copy without strike-throughs, right? You just meant clean copy with all the changes
with
that
the
have been
changes,
discussed.
Yeah.
So three's fine. I believe.
Yeah, three's fine.
You want to leave three as it is?
Yeah, because it'll be printed or whatever as a clean copy, but it's nice to have the strike-throughs to make it
like
clean.
What would you like to do with 23? Do you just want me to fix the dates and remove the 23,
fix the date
25?
And revert, revert that section
and
back.
And so leave everything else with the strike-throughs for your signature so it's clear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that preferable?
Yeah, I think that's all the changes.
Dr. Foth, is that preferable? Yep. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be addressing you.
John. Just.
Yeah,
I'm looking
it.
For my dad.
That's it. That's it, Charlie. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
I hear that. I'm like, what?
So you want to ask them
we could go that? Off, I guess. We're not going to conduct any business until she comes back.
Hustle?
Good.
For more eyes, I just did two really quick.
Yeah, it would be good because my eyes are really bad.
Okay, so.
I couldn't see that capital T.
That was my contribution today.
Can you put it in size 16 font?
I caught the grammar. Yeah, as we were all eight.
Well, they paired me. And MJ's line on his stomach, and I'm trying to get him flipped over so I can.
This would make a great YouTube video.
This is way before he started losing any weight. This was several years ago, and he'd be the first one to laugh. But I mean, it was like, you know, the little matchstick girl trying to flip over a beached whale. I mean, you know, there was no way.
Are those both executed?
Yes.
You get to keep one.
And they keep
one. One back to him. And then you
so,
got it. Did you get the clean?
Okay, if you have a heart attack, you better
23 there.
Yeah,
the only one to help.
Got him.
Oh, it's 7th.
May 7th. Yep.
I think he just want to keep those get filed away. He needs to keep those.
Yeah, you have to keep these.
Okay.
I assume it will not be the common gratification.
Would expect not.
Oh, yeah.
What about the board? Not going to be any problems.
President says not. So.
Okay.
All right.
President says what?
He said there's not going to be any problem with the ratification of the board, is there? And I said, President says not.
So. When's their next meeting?
They can call something special. But September. No, the actual meeting is.
Oh, are they skipping September this time?
No, they have some meetings.
September.
It's usually the 24th, 27th.
So this is our maybe you can be able to get your people together. Even
we ought to be able to get this. We'll do it by email.
Yeah.
John, would you like to compose a joint announcement for us to look at?
Yes. Send the team.
That would be fine.
Okay.
Sherry's, the official person. You can copy me.
Okay.
Can you take over September 1st, right?
It's sounding like perhaps I shouldn't. That for the good of the order, I should just fade off into the sunset and drink my wine bottle that I'm going to get sometime soon.
If you want to make that happen, you know what to do.
More wine, more money.
More money. Half a percent will make Jim go away.
How far away am I going? I have a price, but it isn't half a percent. You know, I told you, nothing says I love you like cash, but it's not that. Half a percent is not what I had in mind. This might be.
All right, now we leave and quit while we're ahead.
Did you want to, did you want to ask about meetings?
About full.
Is it something that you want, any other business that we want to talk about? Okay, what's that? Ratification?
Oh, you had something you wanted to.
I do, but I think ratification's a more important discussion than what do we do with the rest of the meetings on our schedule?
No, that's what we want to talk about.
The meetings on the rest of the schedule will be revisited.
Yes, because we do need to meet before January to discuss the full book, so I imagine you'll want to meet.
Why don't you look at, your schedules and tell us when you want to.
We already have.
We have those, we have a bunch of days blocked off, but I don't think we need to be meeting next week.
Right.
No.
Well, when do you want to start, I guess? Here's the list.
That's a mutual decision.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you're prepared to start as well.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Because we know we have a full book.
Sure.
That can go slow, and we know we have some articles we need to clean up language and make things run a little bit more smoothly.
Well, I wouldn't mind starting. We could either start in, we could either start on the 10-6 date or the 11-2 date. Which of those looks better to you? In the 11-12 date.
Yeah, I was looking at the exact same two.
Okay.
Whichever one you want.
10-6.
10-6, fine.
10-6? Okay.
Yeah.
Start 10-6.
Well, you have to cancel the primaries.
You know, it takes time to set them all up, and it takes time to knock them all down.
Well, if you'd like, you know, take back the TA and then come and, and meet pointlessly for another 3 or 4 sessions.
Just gonna meet right back.
Are you okay with canceling the meetings then?
Is that what for you? You know how my head on a platter would be moving up.
I thought you'd be happy to have the time freed up.
Is there an issue on ratification we need to talk about?
They're gonna get ratified. We're gonna ratify in probably the September meeting unless the president wants to have it, you know, call a special meeting. But okay. I suspect the September meeting will be.
Meanwhile, I imagine we're going to push the button to start things rolling in anticipation of having.
Yeah, because you got to collect annual evaluations and.
We do.
Yeah, yes. I mean, you know, there's a, we may want to include in that announcement. Is if you can think of an approximate date, because if you tell people here's what it is, they're going to be looking for it in the first paycheck in the fall,
yeah.
And you don't want to, you want to tell them up front it's going to happen, they're going to get it, but look for it sometime in the if you think it's the second half of September, just I think it's better to tell them right up front.
Just have a joint announcement the way we did last year.
Yeah, that's
and just update the one from last year.
We were offering that you draft it and send it to Sherry.
Okay.
But now it sounds like you're looking for some data before you draft. I'm saying in that announcement, I'd probably tell people.
Well, you can draft it with a date and then just like.
Well, you need to know whether there's going to be a special set meeting or not.
I don't think there will be. I think they'll want to just go ahead and do it their regular.
I think,
if it's not going to get implemented anyway, why do it?
I think the ratification is going to be later than ours.
I suspect we'll work towards ratification. We'll give people a week when they get back, and then we can do it by email.
Yeah, we can do it pretty quickly.
You know, we send it out by email, and they send it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah,
we'll probably plan on counting sometime in early September, right? Give people a couple of weeks to get it in, because the beginning of the semester is
tough.
Okay.
But we should be doing that all simultaneously and be done.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, thanks. Mm-hmm. Have a good rest of your summer.
What's the date of the board meeting?
Thank you.
10-6. Oh, what'd you say?
The board meeting.
September.
The only reason I'm asking is we can try to make sure we have the count done, because you guys generally like to have, although you did it the opposite way last time.
Yeah, I know.
You generally like to have our ratification done, and if we know that, we can make sure the count gets done and all that.
This is something that we were thinking we might try to call a consultation on, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to. It takes so long to get in. That's such a hassle to try to pull that all together this quickly. But I don't know if you've heard rumors about this new attendance thing that we're having to deal with. It's because we had to pay back $1.8 million in financial aid.
Oh, this is the one that's been hitting everybody. Yeah, that's me. I've heard about this one.
Yeah, you've heard about it. So.
Okay, I haven't heard about it. So
well, thank you for bringing it.
So that we don't have to do that again, and so that our students don't lose financial aid. The feds It's been in law for a while, but they've just started really enforcing it. So we're going to now have to start doing these attendance things within the first 2 weeks of the semester. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be I'm being really honest, it's going to be ugly for faculty. There's just no way around it. We're trying to make it as unugly as possible, but we're getting ready to, we're working with FCTL and Joel's shop and the Senate, you know, just trying to get an announcement out. And so I'll be probably talking to you as an incoming president about that, or Shelley, right, you know, both of you about maybe.
Let me tell you a couple things to keep in mind. One is, given that you have a drop period that extends into the semester, you got to figure the timing out of that can't be adding the class. And
yeah, we know.
And so you're going to have to be real specific to faculty. If it's something like you want to say to them, do not do this until the second week of class.
We've gone as far as to tell them, step one, do this.
Step two, when?
The problem is
PowerPoint.
We're going to do multiple things. We're also going to have a video where they can get the form and they can follow along with the video. The problem is, there's a couple of obvious problems. The problem is that there are going to be some implications for people who are teaching online that are probably not going to be very good. Specifically, they're going to probably require that everybody have a Canvas shell that they automatically provide to everybody teaching online, and that's the way you log in and show that people are in the class. You just use it that one time, and then you're out of it. We've gone round and round with Joel's group trying to find workarounds for that, because not everybody uses Canvas, but the unfortunate pieces is that that's the way that they're going to tell us that we think we have to do it.
I thought we had to use Canvas.
So if you're online, you have to use Canvas, right?
If you're talking face-to-face.
We're talking face-to-face.
Yeah.
Because online, you have to use Canvas.
Pardon?
For online, you have to use Canvas. So that would be sort of... But you're
saying, you mean for the face-to-face classes.
Yeah.
So.
Although a lot of us, like, I use Canvas for all my face-to-face classes because I do grading and stuff. Right. I know not everybody does.
So I, as an instructor, looking at my Canvas list, if the person hasn't logged on to Canvas in the first 2 weeks, he or she is not attended. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, it's not just logging on. The federal government will not allow us to say someone has logged on and count them. It's different for face-to-face versus online. I don't know why it is, but the rules are different. So you cannot just look at if someone has logged on. They actually have to log in and do something in the class.
Even if it's a face-to-face class?
If it's a face-to-face, it's different. That's what I'm saying. The online,
if you can verify attendance, their assumption, I think, is that by attending a class, they've had an action.
Exactly.
Because you lectured, you did something.
Exactly.
Whereas online, they could just sign on and they haven't actually done anything.
What they're trying to do in order, again, the focus here is to take as much of the burden as possible off the faculty, but unfortunately, there is going to be a burden on the faculty. So what they're doing is they're coming up with preloaded activities that faculty can take and use. In other words, here is a generic quiz that you can use asking students about your syllabus that you don't need to develop. You take it, you incorporate it into your class, we give you the Scantrons, we give you, you know, the ways to grade it, boom. Cuts down on the work. It's still, the reality is it's still going to be.
But I mean, for a lot of faculty, they have stuff anyway. You're just really trying to get them to say, do something in that second week of class that verifies attendance, that you have a record, that someone was there.
Yeah.
And I hope you're going to be telling students then how important attendance is in that second week, like financial aid important.
Fully is also involved.
Yeah, because this is a big issue.
Complain as well, saying, I was there, I was in the class, I know. You know, whatever.
Yeah, we have everybody.
Does it? Wow.
Everybody's annoyed.
All hands on deck on this one.
Well, at least we won't have the web courses problem where you have two different systems and one's no longer available. It's going forward.
Is it actually 2 weeks or is it a number of hours? Because in the summer, 2 weeks can be a total.
They have the specific deadlines. They have the deadlines that they're providing. So by this date, you need to do these things in your class.
I'm more worried making sure faculty know they can't do it the first week, because
in
the first week you could have people that are dropping and adding, and then you're in that problem of someone says, well, I didn't add until after you did it, so.
Yeah, to broadcast all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joy.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for heads up on that. Yeah, that's just something.